EU sanctions threaten Arctic LNG fleet. Denmark's Fjord shipyard is set to remain a critical service hub for Russia's Arctic LNG trade through at least one more summer. The Danish shipyard has been servicing Ark-7 icebreaking LNG carriers, which transport cargoes from Yamal to European import terminals and transshipment hubs. This work supports maritime safety and aligns with current European policy. The development further cements Fjord's position as the last remaining European shipyard willing to service the specialized fleet after Dutch-owned Damen Ship Repair Brest in France decided to halt work on Russian LNG carriers. The yard has stated that its activities remain fully compliant with existing EU regulations. Fjord argues that servicing the vessel supports maritime safety and aligns with current European policy, which still permits Yamal LNG deliveries to Europe until new restrictions take effect in 2027. However, the long-term outlook for the fleet is becoming increasingly uncertain. The European Union's latest sanctions package will prohibit a range of maritime services for LNG vessels operating from Russia beginning on January 1, 2027. The measures coincide with the EU's broader effort to eliminate Russian gas imports and will significantly complicate access to European maintenance, technical support, and spare parts. This creates a strategic dilemma for the fleet's Western operators, who must navigate the complex web of sanctions and regulations. Several Ark-7 vessels are managed by Glasgow-based Seapeak Maritime, while others are linked to the Greek shipping company Dynagas. The commercial rationale for continued investment in the fleet may weaken considerably once EU imports of Russian LNG begin winding down and maritime services restrictions take full effect. This could have far-reaching consequences for the global energy market. Fjord's position as a critical service hub for Russia's Arctic LNG trade is likely to be tested by the increasing uncertainty surrounding the fleet's long-term viability. The yard must navigate this complex landscape while ensuring compliance with EU regulations. The fate of the Ark-7 fleet and its operators will depend on their ability to adapt to the changing regulatory environment. As the sanctions package takes effect, it remains to be seen how the industry will respond to the new challenges and opportunities presented by the EU's latest measures.